Previously on Do or Dice.
So everyone, we're going to do something we never really do, ever. We're going to have a little bit of a montage of what happens over Ordok's 3 days.
So my goal for these couple days coming up, because we're going in the sewer right after, right? So I'm going to spend the next 3 days training.
Ordok, as you go grab the hammer, for the first time, you don't really feel alone.
Just as of, like, you know, yesterday and kind of thinking about my past and how that got brought up and stuff I haven't thought about in a while, I'm going to kind of spend most of the morning thinking about my time in Ironclad before I got thrown in prison and kind of, you know, what happened.
What can I do for you, child?
I don't know. You tell me. You look, what's all this stuff you've got for sale? I've got some money. I'd like to spend it.
A bird cage, and the bird inside of it is dead.
I'm going to cast Zombify on it and bring it back to life.
Out in the open.
Yeah.
Of course.
The flame in your lantern and the bird. How did you get them?
Oh, I made tricks.
At this point, at the far end of Lush, this. She has to be about 6.5 feet tall. Very long ears. Has kind of a mask covering half of her face. Lean, slender, gorgeous long black dress with a slit near up to her chest. And she's going to approach your table.
This one is one of Oz. Madam is my.
There was a time when dragons ruled the sky.
Make sure everyone. Okay. Right, so Jensen, Goshen, You guys are still training hard. It is mid-afternoon. You guys probably had an apple for lunch. Okay, still going through basically the same thing?
I believe so.
Pretty much. I think I'd offer Goshen like specific practice for his tail, though, at some point. And like pick up an apple and be like, catch, and just throw it at him, but purposely to like try to throw it behind him.
Sweet, yeah, I'd be all for that.
Go ahead, then, Goshen, and roll me a dexterity check.
Okay. 19.
Your tail manages to wrap around this apple midair.
Not bad.
And you had good control of it for a while there, but. Using just your tail for the past few hours has greatly increased your pretty much control over it.
Nice. Awesome. Yeah. Just keep training. Any sort of specific training he can think of that he needs, I'll help him. Otherwise, general sparring and tail stuff.
Jensen, you're able to start seeing more and more of the tremor sense. Now it's weird. You're not just seeing the footsteps. You're starting to see maybe up to mid thigh of what a person is. So you can actually see full apples and the orange kind of just sitting around. Your awareness is growing.
I have ball bearings. So I think at some point I would offer that up. Like, I don't know if it's the number of things that you have trouble with or whatever, but some patches of ball bearings as we spar that maybe he could see since they kind of, like, roll around when we move. Try to avoid
Ooh.
That.
Like it's some interference kind of thing?
Yeah, exactly.
Like a distraction.
Yep.
It'd also Absolutely. Be very interesting if they were, like, rolling due to, a breeze in the air.
That's true. That's something that can... happen.
Yes. So you guys are now stepping it up a notch.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to leave the monks and go back to Helen, who is now arriving back at Lush.
I need to go talk to Bo before he tries to go back.
Blacksmith.
Well, yeah. I don't know exactly that you're leaving quite yet, but I'm gonna go find Bo.
I'd say at this time, was Orduk gonna join Bo to the blacksmith?
If he wanted me to come along, I would. Otherwise, I would stick behind. So it depends on if he's changed his mind.
I figured it would give Orduk some fresh air, something to do.
Okay. Then Bo and Orduk are... so they don't really... They kind of have an elevator in Lush. It's a very fancy pulley system.
Like a dumb waiter.
Yes,
like
thank you. Yeah, it's a big dumb waiter that... You know, they get a couple of the orcs to kind of pull back and move some ropes, some fancy gears from some gnomes, you know, basic stuff. And they start coming around a sidewall and see Helen walking past the bar.
Hello.
Hello, Helen. How are you today?
Doing well. Hey, so I'd stop by the Whistling Ghost and talk to our friends. Down in the basement.
Oh, that's good. Did they find my book?
Unfortunately, they weren't able to get past the Arcanum security. They're gonna keep.
Okay, I'm gonna inside check that.
First off, Orduk is there.
Oh. Oh shit.
Do we need to reword that now that you're aware of that?
Nah, they. I'm bad, Helen. But they weren't able to get the book you asked for.
So okay.
They're gonna keep working That's on it shame. And let me know. So.
All right. Thank you. Well, if they find it, then tell me, please. Thank you,
Helen.
That's very kind of you. You're such a nice.
Bo, you're stealing a book.
I'm not stealing anything. Someone else is stealing it from
Helen,
me.
You're stealing a book from Bo.
I'm not stealing anything from Bo.
What book is this?
Helen took me to a place underground and a man that can get you things. And I traded him some poison to get me that book on Shub Niggurath from that little girl.
Such an odd sentence.
Oh, you're trying to steal something from the Arcanum. I'm less worried about this now. Okay.
Yeah, she's friendly, but she wouldn't let me have that book, and I really want it. So
they weren't able to get it, but they're going to keep trying.
When you say keep trying,
I don't know. It's not my dealings, but I was just told to tell you that, just so you don't have to go back there.
That's very kind of you, Helen. Thank you for being so helpful for me.
Anything for you, buddy. I'm just going to ruffle his hair. All right, we're
going to go to the market if you want to come.
What market?
I don't know. It's that way. I'm going to point north.
Well, there's about 100 out that way. Do you know?
It's where I'm a blacksmith.
Oh, okay. Is it down by the docks?
That's the one, yeah. Right. Follow the river and then the docks. And there's a lady who can't see anything.
Oh.
And then he's next to that lady.
Oh, okay, sure. I guess I'll come with.
We're going to give Robert his first day out as well.
I'm just going to just ignore that. I see the dead bird. Nah, not for me.
Helen is learning the ways. just ignore it. What could go wrong?
Just let it go.
So it is a relatively quiet walk to the blacksmith. As you get there, the blindfolded woman stall is not there any longer. It's kind of just like an empty stall. You can still see the two banana priest boys preaching the good peel.
I'm going to walk up to him. Your god is at Lush in the crowds. His name is Goshen. Ask Fitz, the bartender, for the big blue monkey. He'll point you in the right direction. I'm going to walk away.
Do I hear
they're
this?
Look at each other.
Is this with...
Yes. This is right beside you.
When Helen walks away, I'm just going to look at them and be like, he's joking, obviously.
Also, I'm currently in Rape Alley, not at Lush.
when O-Doc walks away, I'm going to say he's not joking.
I figured they're at least going to have to check it out.
Yeah, at this point, they're like, really? No fucking way. But dude, the little one did bring a dead bird back to life yesterday. Is he a god? Too many gods, man. Too many gods.
It's fucking stoner clerics.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
What's going on? They're worshiping a monkey man. What the fuck do you think? So, maybe. May the peels be with you. And they're going to turn and walk away.
The peels be with you. Bro, we worship the big leaf in the sky.
You managed to find the blacksmith.
Hello, Mr. Blacksmith. I've come to collect my shoes.
Oh, yes, the springs you wanted. I didn't get a chance to actually weigh you yesterday, so I just took a small child and weighed it. I think these springs should be what you're looking for.
Thank you.
Would you like me to put them in your shoes?
Yeah, that would be very helpful if you can.
When was the last time Bo bathed?
Yeah, don't know.
Yeah.
As you spell it.
Even so, I bathed.
So, Bo took his shoes off, and there's this... I mean, Ordok's going to smell it before anybody. It's like rotten onions.
Oh, that's bizarre.
The blacksmith is going to take him like, whoa. And he's going to just push them into the fire. Whoops. Sorry, that's on me. I've got another pair I can give you.
It's okay, but thank you. That's kind of you, I suppose. I mean, it is your fault.
Yes. I'll take care of this. Maybe you want to go down to the docks and... you know, put your feet in the water. Enjoy clean air. It'll take me about maybe 20 minutes to put this together.
Okay, that sounds nice. We'll go do that or something.
I'm going to look up to the blacksmith and first say, thank you. And second say, I've got a little bit of a strange request.
Oh, yeah.
I pull the hammer, since I'm in a wheelchair, it's probably just across my lap or something. I pull it up and I say, can I? I'm obviously, I would have taken that first off. and say, can I set this in the fire just for a quick, short time?
Sure. Yeah, why not?
Thanks. I've been told it used to be a blacksmith's hammer and it has... potentially it has some dwarven runes on it, and I was told to see if they'd react to the fire. I just wanted to give it a little check.
Well, you never know nowadays. It's planes be opening, birds be coming back to life.
Yeah, you have...
There's a clergy of monkey men walking around. I mean...
Yeah, I've seen those guys too. Wild.
I'm teaching them kung fu.
So I'm just going to wheel myself over. Squeak, squeak, squeak. And just hold it over the fire and see what happens.
So as you kind of hold it, it's going to... Roll me a strength check real quick.
I'm going to drop it into the fire and see what happens. That is a 13.
Please don't blow his shop up before we fix my shoes.
So yeah, it's still just a little heavy, and what, trying to hold it over one hand.
Yeah,
it's just gonna start tilting more and more. The ware is basically in the fire. It's gonna chill there for a little bit. The blacksmith is working on getting these springs somehow mounted into these shoes. He's kind of looking over into the forge, watching Bo's shoes burn, making sure the evil has been, you know, purified. After about 20 minutes, he finishes the shoes and kind of looks over at your hammer. Is it supposed to be glowing?
I have no idea. I'll lift it up and see what he's talking about.
No, did you let go of the hammer while it was in there?
No, because I wanted to feel if it started to get hot so I could pull it back.
It never did. As you pull it out of the fire, it's going to go, you're just going to feel, it's like a voice in the back of your head. Oh, now why'd you do that?
I think I do that. I just like stiffen up and sort of sit upright. And just say out loud, what?
Who are you talking to, Ordog? Ordog's turning into fire.
you took me out of the fire. Why'd you do that?
Still out loud. I'm sorry. Do you want to be in the fire more?
A little bit. I haven't quite woken up yet.
Are you okay there, Stumpy?
I completely ignore everything that's happening aside from the voice that I... the incorporeal voice. I'm afraid that we'll have to finish that up later. We have some errands to run. And I'm going to look at Bo, just like in a little bit of a panic.
Bo is the expert in random voices in the head. Fine. Oh, I suppose that's all right, boss.
Us? Did you say us?
No, I said boss.
Oh, boss. Oh.
It's little paladin cheering up there. I'm authority.
Do you have a name? Still completely
you
talking.
Motherfuckers and your names.
I'm still talking out loud to all of this, by the way.
I think the surgery screwed his head up.
Also, a highly religious man hearing voices in his head? This has never gone wrong before. This will be fine.
Did you say he's talking to himself, Helen? That's weird, isn't it?
Yeah, kind of is.
Why do you think he's doing that?
Because he's a psychopath.
Do you think he might be?
Yeah.
Oh, Helen thinks you're a psychopath.
I've just been called Iron Flame in the past.
Iron Flame. That's...
I like to say two random words as well.
And suddenly I think I hear Helen say that, and I just snap back to like, oh, I'm just sitting in the middle of a blacksmith's shop in a wheelchair with my friends around. Yeah, that was weird.
You good there, bud?
So about that
just
bath.
Say yes.
does the hammer say that?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, he's the boss now, eh?
That's convincing. Yep.
Docks? Are we going to the docks? Bo, you want to go swimming?
Don't know. I think... Do you need to talk to somebody?
I think we need to explore this a little bit more before we get anything.
I think you might need some help, or Doc. Are you sure they didn't put like something in your brain instead of on your leg?
No, I'm not.
Have you got a friend like Gordon?
That's a loaded question. No, I think this hammer, and I just sort of like nudge down to it, has some magical properties that I wasn't expecting.
It's very logical of you to think like that. Why? Why'd you say that?
It just spoke to me.
Is it talk? Well, maybe it's not magical properties. Maybe it's actually sentient and it can talk.
Or maybe you're just crazy.
I used to talk to all sorts of things when I was in the woods. Trees.
Point
bits
one.
Of dirt, being... Rocks. All sorts.
I don't know. I don't think this is like that, though.
It's nice because it's like having friends.
Oh, it's kind of sad, buddy. You've got friends.
Huh. All right, well, we're going to...
Is it 20 minutes up, John?
Yes.
Sweet.
This is...
So, here are the shoes. And he's kind of going to show them to you. And he's going to kind of press down on them really hard. You might need a stronger friend for this. And he's going to put a little clasp on the side so that they're closed. It's like... And then he's going to put it on the ground, flip it, and it's going to spring up into the air.
Wow, that's really nice. Thank you. It's just what I wanted.
I've never done shoe work before, but they should give you a little bit of bounce.
That's brilliant. I'm going to try it on, and then I'm going to just try jumping up and down and seeing what happens.
You're basically on a pogo stick now.
Brilliant. Look at this old Doc and Helen, aren't I cool?
You're something.
I need a nickname.
Well, you have springs on your heels, so. How about spring heeled bow?
The hammer's going to speak in order. I said, that's a stupid name.
I am going to think to it. Yes. Yes, it is.
So I'm going to bounce around the shop a little bit and then, yeah. We're going to leave, I guess.
That'd still be... never mind. I burned the original shoes to bless us all.
I'm just going to put 5 gold on the
counter. This is...
I said, let's go before he gets any more ideas.
Thank you. I think.
Thank you, Mr. Blacksmith. What are they like? Are they like... Am I like adept at... driving these
oh dear
boys.
Mother of God, no. So using you've been on the other ones for the past day and a half, so these are a lot not as wobbly. The springs are sturdier. They just about halfway close with your weight on them, so you're able to Sweet. Bounce a bit with it. I say you can probably jump as tall as Ordok when he's standing.
That's unnerving.
It'd be easier to carry a conversation with now.
No, it wouldn't, because it'd be like, hi, hi, hi.
Yeah. Where shall we go now?
One note is that I am going to be walking around with my hood up, kind of like pulled down. Put my quiver like under my bag. And, you know, hide my bow, just kind of be walking around like...
Have I noticed any of the signs yet?
No, not in this district.
Oh, okay.
Going
what trouble can we get in now?
Nothing, because we have a job to start tomorrow, and we need to do some prep work, so...
Oh, yeah, actually, that reminds me, speaking of jobs.
Oh, what?
Helen.
Yeah?
You said you knew someone who could get me shark teeth.
I'll put out a word. I don't know if that's going to be something. Do I have an actual guy that could probably do that?
Sure.
Probably.
Yeah.
When we get back to Lush, I will put a message to the right people to start inquiring about that.
Oh, thank you. That's very kind.
But we need to go.
Now I've seen Ordok's leg, and Ordok's okay. He was just a bit sick for a day, wasn't he?
Yeah.
So I think I'll do it if I can find someone who will do it for me.
Okay. we're gonna go to 123 Rape Alley and or not Rape Alley. Where Jensen?
It's French. It's Rape.
Rape. 123 Rape Alley and
Rape Boulevard.
Yeah. Oh, this has got classier.
Rape Alley Boulevard.
Boulevard. We're gonna go meet up with Jensen and Goshen, because if we're gonna hit the sewers in the morning, we need to have a little bit of a game plan.
As we're wheeling away, I'm just gonna think to the hammer. Can you hear me if I speak to you like this?
Yes.
I'm scared.
Do you say that?
No. It's like, oh, that's interesting. My name's Ordok, by the way.
It's a pleasure, boss.
Indeed. We'll talk later.
If you get a chance, put me by a candle.
I'll see what I can do.
This week's episode is brought to you in part by Easy Roller Dice. They are a great customer-focused tabletop gaming company specializing in products from gamers, educators, and all other professions. They have a full collection of beautifully crafted dice, as well as a whole inventory of great gaming materials to suit your every gaming need. Go on over to their website and check out their full list of amazing products, and while you're there, add something to your cart, because our listeners are receiving a special 15% off discount code when you enter DDP15 at checkout. That's DDP as in Do or Dice Podcast 15 at checkout to receive 15% off your entire order. So, as always, thanks a bunch to Easy Roller Dice, and thanks to you guys for listening, and enjoy the rest of the episode.
Rolling dice by hand is so difficult, and it makes my arms so tired. If only there was an easier way to roll dice. There is an easier way to roll dice, with a dice tower. A dice tower? What's that? It sounds like something that's cheaply made, and not very pretty to look at. Haha, you couldn't be any more wrong, small childlike voice. Wormwood Gaming sells high quality wooden dice towers, dice trays, and much, much more. You can find them at wormwoodgaming.com. And if you use promo code DOORDICE upon checkout, you can get free domestic shipping wherever you are in the US. That's what domestic means. Golly gee, this is so much better than rolling by hand. And it looks amazing too. And it tastes good. Mmm. You probably shouldn't eat the... never mind. Remember, that's Do or Dice upon checkout. DOORDICE.
Hey guys, it's John, your friendly neighborhood dungeon master. I just want to take a moment real quick and talk to you guys about Fantasy Grounds. They are a fantastic program you can use in your computer to game with those friends you have that might not be as close as you prefer. If you and your friends can't sit around a table together, Fantasy Grounds is by far the best alternative to it. The day a module for Dungeons & Dragons drops in your friendly local gaming store, it drops on Fantasy Grounds. And the ease to add your own content is a breeze. Thanks for listening, guys. Now back to the show.
What sort of time is it, actually? Now you're talking about...
It's mid-afternoon.
Okay.
So you guys start going down, to, you know, left to right to an alley, down two doors where there's no door. And you hear the weirdest noises coming from this dilapidated building. Multiple dings popping off rocks. It sounds like it could, maybe metal on stone. People swearing, jumping, moving. You just hear... can't quite even tell what's being said. And you get up. Oh shit, Ordok's in a wheelchair.
Does it sound like combat?
Like it danger? It sounds like combat. It sounds like a fuck ton of danger.
I think I'm gonna, like, the second I hear that, realizing that Jensen and Goshen are in there, I'm just gonna say, like, oh shit, and jump up out of the wheelchair and just, like, run in. Like, screw it.
I'm gonna say,
sit back down, young man.
Yeah, I'm gonna kind of, like, grab him and, like, you know, stop him. Like, they're training. That's what they came here to do.
Oh, sorry, I didn't.
And you've got to be careful about your leg.
It's fine, it's fine.
Don't give me that. Your doctor said 3 days, you told me this morning. So sit yourself back down and stop being naughty.
This is a strange new side, Bo.
He's getting smarter.
It's because Orlok's my friend.
I will sit back down with the both of them being like, chill the fuck out. Like, okay.
So I'm going to start pushing his wheelchair, like, you know, kind of as gingerly as I can across the rubble and whatnot to get inside and just say, like, Jensen!
I hear somebody. I see somebody coming. Not sure who it is. And there's weird lines in front of them. So I'm going to pick up an apple and throw it at the doorway and yell, Garrett, I told you to screw off.
Jensen!
Oh, wait. Helen?
Don't shoot. Yep. How's it going, boys?
He's made remarkable progress with that. Walk over to my staff and kind of chill for a second.
All right, cool. Hey, by the way, there's like a cult, like, worshiping you as a god. Be on the lookout for that. I told him where you were.
Heathens, the lot.
Why what? Would you do that?
I was bored.
Okay.
Whatever.
Don't worry, I told them that was a lie. They shouldn't be coming.
Good, I think.
I didn't say anything.
I would like to insight check that.
Give me a roll.
All right. Hang on. Do-do. Plus 9. Roll a 1.
Oh, yeah. Bo has never been more true to you.
I appreciate that. And Ordok. And
hey, you're welcome. Helen? Look at my new shoes I got. And I'm going to jump over Goshen's head.
I duck.
So,
because he's shorter than Ordok, right?
I don't know. How tall is...
I am probably shorter than Ordok. I'm probably like 5'8"-ish.
Yeah. I'm pretty tall.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I just thought Ordok was pretty fucking hench.
Yeah. So you're able... You might have to spread your legs a little bit so you don't teabag him in the face. But yeah, you managed to jump over him.
Ball slap.
Well, it's 1d4 damage.
Damn.
Whoa, iron balls.
What the fuck?
So,
right. We, we're embarking in the morning and needed to see if anybody had a game plan other than just going in there and seeing what happens.
Nope, that was my game plan, pretty much.
Oh.
Yeah, me too.
Okay. Can't argue with that.
Do we have any more specific details about what's doing the damage? Or it's not killing really. People, right? They're just stealing them. We don't know.
People are going missing.
Missing. From everywhere or from just
pretty
just
indiscriminate
here?
From what I understand.
Yeah. Doesn't matter the type of person or where it's from. They're just not reporting back. So.
Yeah, I am firmly standing behind the go in and see what happens plan.
I know I have to draw, well, not have to, but it was a secondary thing. I'm supposed to draw a map as we go, right? So I need to get my supplies from Lush.
Oh, I assume that'd we'll be go useful.
Back oh, okay. Well, I'll do it. Why not?
All right. Well, if that's all the planning that we're going to do. Fair enough.
Did you have any more ideas? Feel free to share with the team.
Nope. Nope, that's good.
Just some sass.
Yeah, pretty much. All right, well, boys, seems like we have a long day ahead of us, so get some sleep. I'm going to kind of look at them. Like, do you guys need a guide back to Lush?
I guess I look over at Jensen first. Do you think that's are you satisfied? Is that enough? Should we rest?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
This is the most important part of the training anyways.
True.
Recovering.
A nod in appreciation. Yep. I look forward to sparring with you again. Yes, I could use a guide back to Lush, I think.
All right. Stumpy?
I have a new leg!
All right, I'm going to just turn his wheelchair around. Come on, Bo.
As you turn his wheelchair, one wheel kind of gets caught in a hole about the size of his new foot when you jumped up to go inside.
Oh. I shoved down. I have a new strong leg. Hey, Goshen, can you tell me how to kick things?
Yes, I could teach you that.
Is the crystal in your leg kind of exposed? Is it like
No, you kind of saw a skull this morning.
I was just gonna touch it with my other crystal.
No, it is like in not a glass container, but not plastic. It's in like a magically sealed thingy.
Okay,
that's the technical term. Right.
Fine. Yeah, we're gonna just head back to Lush. And then, yeah, that's pretty much it.
Is there a fireplace or like a hearth in Lush?
There is.
Excellent.
This isn't going to look weird at all.
There's not any in the rooms, right? It's not that fancy?
No, not that fancy. Well, at least not in your rooms, no. Yeah.
I didn't go back to Lush. I'm staying in my shithole.
All right, well, then meet back at Lush at 0700 hours.
Sure, whatever. And once they leave, and I know they're kind of like away, I yell out to Garrett. I know you're crawling around here, you worm. Here's the deal. You can have all the leftover apples. Just keep everyone out of my house for the night.
You hear nothing, but five apples just vanish. I know he's around here.
Yeah. And then I'm going to spend the entire night meditating on what I've learned.
So you guys, the four of you get back to Lush. And Dagger is on the floor.
Like, just standing? Like walking around or like
dead? Yeah, walking. No, I'm sorry. We're just walking around. Boys.
Dagger.
Look at you! New leg and everything. How did it go?
Well, I don't really have anything to compare it to, so I'm gonna say great.
Good. He's gonna turn to Bo. Did you get the document from Madam this morning?
I did. It's very nice of you. Thank you.
Excellent. We took care of that. He's gonna look at Helen. You fucking idiot.
It wasn't me.
I like you.
I'm being framed.
Were you in the Arcane District this morning?
Yes.
They saw you.
I know they did.
They saw you run.
Yeah, they did, because they were all going to get me, and I didn't want to have to kill more guards.
I thought I could take care of this. I can't any longer.
It's fine. I'm going to make it disappear. Don't you worry.
Okay.
I need to go to my... to the... And I'm going to walk away. I'm going to head up to the bar real quick.
Was Ordok there to hear all that?
Yeah.
I was pushing his wheelchair, so...
Okay.
He's gonna, Dagger's gonna be like, oh, okay, and look over at Goshen. There are Apparently, Fitz tells me there are two men upstairs looking for you.
Okay.
If you want, the one of the bouncers can take care of it.
No, I'm sure it's fine. I'll go see
what are the men wearing?
Robes?
Okay. I just look at Goshen. Maybe have those bouncers take care of that.
No, it's fine. It'll be fine. I'm sure they're harmless. You need a hand to your room, Odak? Are you staying down here?
I'm going to stay down here for a little while.
Okay. I'll start walking off toward upstairs. Thank you, Dagger.
Dagger's going to look back at Odak. You have armor for tomorrow, right?
Bolin was supposed to give me some leathers. I think he sent them.
All right. If there's nothing in your room, then just send word. We'll add it to your bill. You have a little smile on his face.
Thank you for the service.
Let me know how it goes. And he's just going to turn and walk away. So, Helen, you said you're going to the bar?
Yeah, I'm going to go talk to Fitz real quick, and I'm going to have him send for a messenger boy. And then I need a piece of paper, a pen, and like a box or some wrapping that I could wrap a, you know, book in.
You can write?
Yeah.
Shit. Okay. He's kind of just going to give you the items, and there's some, he's got some like heavy like butcher paper you can wrap things in.
Yeah. I'm going to write a note in Elvish just so it's not like any common person can see it and read it. It's going to say something to the effect of, this is a... I'm going to kind of like go behind the bar or like in the back in the kitchen area where no one's looking and take the book out that I got from the Whistling Ghost, the Subnigaroth book, and I'm going to wrap it. And I'm going to write the note, like, this is more of that folio, but I have more. I need, if you want it, I need you to do something for me first. And then I'm going to write, make my issues in the Arcanum District go away, and I'll send you the rest. If not, I'm going to give it to Bo. And so I'm gonna tell her that I have more of this black folio thing than I actually do, and I'm gonna threaten, you know, giving them to Bo.
Oh God,
try to make my troubles go away.
And that's how you get magically sniped from a different district.
Boom! Gone instantly. No.
And then I'm gonna wrap it up and give it to the messenger boy to run to Ava, was her name?
Yeah, Ava
Quinlan?
Quinlan, yeah.
Yeah.
Helen schemes too much.
He's gonna run off.
Alright. Handled.
What is everyone doing for the night?
Different tabaxi lady.
Oh, different one this time, okay.
Tracking down banana boys.
Oh, right. Yeah, we got to take care of that one.
I'm going
to be more specific, because if you say banana boys in a brothel, it means they're really good.
I'm going to park by the fire for a while and set the hammer on the hearth. Like, not in it, just near it. And sort of, like, flex my leg to try to get used to... Because I'm going to have to be up and moving tomorrow. So I'm going to try to get used to, like, how to move with it.
Boss?
Yeah.
A little closer?
I can't really put you much closer. It would be obvious. We'll just have to go from here.
Let's see how smart this damn thing is.
You have a fire attic weapon.
Oh. Just tell them you're charging me.
What?
Just tell them it's for the whatever the fuck we're doing tomorrow. You're charging my power. Yeah, we'll say that.
And what are you really doing?
Recuperating.
I don't mean to be blunt.
I'm a hammer. What? Go on.
But what can you do for me?
That depends on... My power was spent at the tower. That bitch used me. Drained me. I'm a dragon. I breathe fire.
When you say you're a dragon, what does that actually mean? Because I'm looking at a hammer.
Many centuries ago, I was a fire dragon from the northwest. I was, you know, chilling, relaxing.
Shooting some people outside of school?
Yeah, basic stuff. There was a giant tribe that encroached upon me and...
Were they up to no good?
Yeah.
Did your mom get scared?
I am the mom, bitch! They came into my territory, slew my children... My hatchlings, and destroyed me with this hammer. They opened it up, opened me up, took out my heart, and forged it into the hammer itself.
That sounds horrific.
It was not a fantastic transition.
Where is the tribe now, do you know? Do they still... I assume this was a while ago.
That was 700 years ago.
Yeah, choking my beer. Yeah, that's horrible. I'm sorry. If I could help resolve that for you, if we have some time in our travels, maybe...
I would not mind it.
It's good to know. Iron Flame, does that still suit you?
I don't know much from before the forging. So this is all that I know. The dwarves put runes and enchantments, bound me to the wielder. I don't know much before this.
Don't trust it. Is it going to be Tiamat or something like that?
Well, I'm sorry you had a rough time with the previous wielder. I think we could probably find an arrangement that suits us well. We need to go correct some wrongs starting tomorrow, hopefully.
I had mention of that, which is why I'm suggesting the fire.
Okay. And I'm going to pick it up and just put the hammer, like the head of the hammer, directly into the fire.
Oh, fuck yeah!
I was going to say, I'll just hang out here until she says otherwise.
A few people are going to look at you a little weird. Like, what the hell? Okay. All right.
I'm used to people looking at me a little weird. I don't really care.
Anybody else doing anything?
I'm just bouncing around downstairs in the bar bit. Yeah. Just getting used to my new shoes. Having a bounce.
Yes, Goshen. I'm sorry. I got distracted by, you know, sad dragons and Will Smith.
I kind of did too.
So you get up to the second floor and you see these monks are kind of just going around talking to people. They're kind of getting shooed away. And then they see you.
Good.
And then they run towards you.
I kind of strike a defensive position, like, you know, that sort of like half, like what?
And they're gonna stop.
Hello?
Hi. You wield his staff.
Oh, I said, I assume you're talking about that he was like a lesser god, right?
Yeah.
She didn't give me a name, though.
No, she didn't.
Whose staff do I wield?
That is the staff of the Monkey King, Sun Wukong. You are an imposter.
I'm an imposter to being Sun Wukong. I am not trying to be Sun Wukong. The staff did this to me.
You are a usurper.
You should relax. We could talk about this.
Where did you find that?
Inside of a temple to the west. No, to the east, I apologize. I believe, right?
Yeah, east.
Yeah.
Northeast. Yeah, that's close.
A tower. My apologies, not a temple.
If you mean this, you will give it to us to give to him.
If he wants it, I will give it to him.
And they kind of look at each other like, oh, shit, we didn't think that was going to happen.
We must discuss it with our order.
Right. Well then, I'll be gone for a few days, but, well, hopefully not. I'll be gone for a while. I have business to attend to tomorrow. We will be staying here indefinitely after that, as far as I'm aware. So check back in a while.
We will send word, but... Fine. You...
And you're probably still kind of soaked and dirty from training all day, aren't you?
Yeah, probably. I haven't had time to bathe or anything.
Fine. This is not over.
Right.
And they're kind of... They're not going to walk... You're close by the stairs, but they're going to take the long way away from you.
Pleasure. Go to my room, I guess.
Thanks for listening to this week's episode. If you want to keep up on everything Do or Dice, you can find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Do or Dice Podcast, or join us in our Discord. You can find all of our show notes, character sheets, and player bios on doordicepodcast.com. If you enjoy the show, please subscribe, and please leave a review. We appreciate all of them. See you next week. Same dice time, same dice channel.